Thank you. Thank you for saving my life. What is your name?
My name is Baruch Mordechai. What is your name?
Shaila. Where are you from?
I'm from Pressburg. And I just came to Yerushalayim tonight. And I don't know where to go.
Come with me. Come with me to my house. What a ness. You're a shliach from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to save my life. I was already saying Shema Yisrael. Tell me, Baruch Mordechai, when was the last time you ate?
I don't remember.
Try to remember.
Not too long ago.
How long ago?
I think about 2 days ago.
I want you to wash right away. I'm going to take out some bread. I don't have much, but I have some bread and some milk. Well, you sit down and eat right now. Look the way he's making that bracha. What an erliche yid. What an erliche yid.
Baruch Atah Hashem.
When he says Hashem's name, his face turns red with pachad and fear. He must be a great Talmud Chacham. Maybe I will share with him some of the Torah that I was mechadish today. Baruch Matcha, I'd like to talk with you in learning a little bit.
What? What happened, Ta? What happened? Well, Shaila continued to explain to Baruch Mordechai a series of difficult questions and complex issues. Baruch Mordechai kept nodding his head as if he understood. After like a half an hour, he came to the end of his Dvar Torah.
And Mimela, with this teretz, it's for him for all the kashas. You understand, Baruch Mordechai?
Nope.
Which part didn't you understand?
The beginning, not so good, and the end, not so good, and all the parts in between, not so good.
Uh-oh. I see already what's doing over here. This young man, a very, very erlicher person, but not a very big Talmud Chacham. All right, why don't you bench? Oh, someone's here to see me. It's morning already.
Rav Shaila, did you hear? The Shamus has retired in shul, and they are looking for someone to take over.
I think I may have just a person for you. Baruch Matcha, how would you like to be the Shamus in the shul?
That would be a wonderful job for me. I'd love to be the Shamus in the shul.
And so it was. Baruch Mordechai became the Shamus in the shul. He was very, very successful. The people loved him as a Shamus. He didn't seem to get into anyone's way, and no one was able to get into his way.
Shuk the Heilige Gemude. Oh, Baruch Mordechai, you want to sweep over here? I'll get up and move someplace else.
It's not necessary. I'll just pick you up with the chair and the table with one hand, and I'll sweep with my other hand. You just keep on learning till I finish sweeping. Okay, I'll put you down now.
However, Baruch Mordechai was running into some of the same problems he was running into back home. Whenever he had a free moment, he took out his Gemara and he began to learn. Well, not really learning, but swaying back and forth, saying the words, and sometimes people saw tears in his eyes. They heard a tefillah coming from his lips.
Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if only I could understand these words. If only they had some meaning to me. If only, if only.
One day, when he walked out, the same kind of pranksters came by, and they turned the pages of his Gemara.
Okay, I'm back. I hope they didn't pull the same trick on me that they did back in Pressburg. Let me see if it's the same Masechti. I'm looking on top. It still says Barak. Oh, it's the same Masechta. Okay, let me just continue saying the words. Zak de Gemara weiter.
The whole shul raked in laughter.
Don't you realize? You're not even in the same place.
But I looked on top. It says that it's the same Masechta.
Same Masechta, but 20 pages further, and you don't even know the difference.
Of course, most people in Yerushalayim had their acheretz for Baruch Mordechai. They were nice to him. But those pranksters were always there who thought they were smarter.
Father, He came to Yerushalayim because of his shidduch. Whatever happened with the shidduch?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. He was Shamus for about a year. Afterwards, Abshayla came to him and told him about an orphan girl.
Did you tell her that I don't know anything?
Yes, we did. We also told her what a good heart you have and how elich you are, and she is willing for you to become her husband.
However, he could no longer be the Shamus of the shul.
What other job could he have done? I mean, someone with brains like that.
He became the water carrier.
The water carrier?
Have you ever seen a picture of a water carrier before they had running water? That was the only way they can get water.
Oh, yeah, it's like someone walking with a pole, and there's like these two pails hanging from the pole.
That was a regular water carrier. With Baruch Mordechai, he was walking with a pole, and there were like 50 pails of water hanging from the pole, and sometimes even people hanging from the pole.
What?
Thank you for the ride.
My pleasure. Anytime you need a lift up the mountain, I'll be more than happy. This place on my pole for a whole minion.
One day, Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, the Rav of Yerushalayim, came and our friend knocked at his door.
Would you mind if I became your water carrier?
Rabbi Yeshua Leib looked at him and said,
No, not you. Why? Why wouldn't Rabbi Yeshua Leib want Baruch Mordechai to deliver his water?
No one really understood, except you can rest assured those who spoke Lashon Hara had what to say.
So you heard, huh? So the rabbi doesn't want Baruch Mordechai to deliver his water.
He probably knows the water doesn't have a good hashgacha.
Water doesn't need a hashgacha. He probably knows he did something wrong.
I wonder what he did wrong.
I heard.
Please stop. I did nothing wrong. It's just that.
It's just that what?
Nothing.
For many, many years, he continued to be Yerushalayim's water carrier.
Well, Father, don't tell me this is the end of the story.
No. The end of the story is coming now. Baruch Mordechai is now 70 years old, and there are great festivities in Yerushalayim. Hundreds of people are by Asuda's Purim, and they are dancing and singing and saying Batchanis deep into the night. Baruch Mordechai, the water carrier, comes with his Mayim Achreinim, and he happens to mention to someone,
do you know, today is 70 years after my bris.
And everyone began to yell together,
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, that's some simcha,
70 years after your bris. Say, Baruch Mordechai, how's about a bottle of wine for that? Oh, I'm not really a very good drinker.
But that's your name, Baruch Mordechai.
Adelayada be Baruch Mordechai. Come on.
And you mean Baruch
Mordechai? I'm really not much of a drinker. I'm getting a little dizzy. My head is spinning. I'm beginning to see things upside down.
I know just the thing you need to straighten yourself out. Another bottle of wine. If one bottle of wine put you upside down, the second bottle will straighten you out again.
No!
But it didn't help. They all jumped on Baruch Mordechai, and they poured another bottle of wine down his throat. And then another, and another, and another, and another! Until he was terribly drunk. Then Baruch Mordechai jumped on the table, and he began to dance. He was encouraging them.
Let's go, Rabbi Sai! Simchas Purim!
Look at him. He's juggling those balls. Look, he's juggling the bottles.
Look, he's juggling chairs.
And now he's juggling tables.
And now he's coming over to us to juggle us. No, put us down, put us down!
The people were flying through the air. It was a real Simchas Purim. Then Baruch Mordechai jumped onto the table.
Please, we need that table. Uh-oh.
He started dancing all around the place. Finally, someone said,
Baruch Mordechai, stop it. You want to entertain us? Why don't you say a shtick of the Torah, huh? Repeat the Dvar Torah for us.
Baruch Mordechai seemed very embarrassed.
Stop that! What are you doing? Yeah, what are you embarrassing him for? Stop it! Don't embarrass him!
It's okay. It's okay. You want me to say a shtickle tira? On what?
I think about Purim would make sense.
There's nothing for me to say about Purim. It's all in Masechta's Megillah.
Psst, that's not bad. He knows that the halachis of Purim are in Masechta's Megillah. I thought they were in... I mean, I didn't think he would know that.
Baruch Matr, so why don't you tell us a little bit fin Masechta's Megillah? Say over some things.
Stop it, you're embarrassing him. What's the matter with you? You know he doesn't know. Okay? I don't understand you. How can... It's Purim. It doesn't make a difference. It's Purim. In Purim, you're not supposed to embarrass someone either.
It's okay, it's okay. You want me to say over something from the Masechta's Megillah? Where should I start from?
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Baruch Mordechai did. He began to repeat, word for word, the entire Masechta's Megillah from the beginning.
But Father, how did he know it?
The people didn't know either. They stood there shell-shocked, with their jaws wide open, in shock. Baruch Matr stood on the table, and he repeated the entire Masechta's Megillah from beginning to end. And then every single Rashi, and every single Tosfos, word for word. When he finished, he said,
"It's time for a siyum. Let's go, let's dance. Everyone onto the table. I'll lift it and swing you around.
No. Why? Simchas Purim. Come on. It's so much fun. Hey, you want to hear a different Masechta?
What other Masechta do you know?
How's about Bava Basra?
Father, Bava Basra is the longest Masechta.
And Baruch Mordechai began. From the beginning, he repeated every single word, every single Rashbam, every single Tosfos. The people stood there with tears in their eyes. They couldn't believe it. When he finished the Masechta, he suddenly, from all of the drinking, fell down and went to sleep. And everyone else just stood around there in shock. Finally, the Rav got up and he said,
"Rabbeisai! Rabbeisai! Do you realize what's going on over here? We had a tzaddik in our midst the whole time!"
"Yeah, but how did he know that?"
"All the time that he was sitting by those Gemaras, he really did know what he was learning."
"Why did he cover it up?"
"Because he didn't want to get any covering from his Torah. He wanted people to laugh at him and think he was an Amoritz. He is as smart as he's strong."
But when they switched the Gemara on him, he didn't even know."
"The Chochum from the Manishtana, he made believe like he didn't even know. He really did know."
But when we turned the pages, he didn't know that they turned the pages."
"He knew better than you that they turned the pages. He was playing along."
"Now I understand."
"Now you understand what?"
"Now I understand why the Brisker Rav didn't want his water."
"Right. When the Rabbi Yeshua Leib looked at his face, he saw the truth. He knew what a great Talmud Chacham he is, or was, or will be, I don't know myself."
"That's right. The Brisker Rav did not want to use a Talmud Chacham to pour his water. That's why he didn't want him to do it."
"And we thought maybe there's something wrong with him." He's waking up. Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, my head. Ouch. Ooh. Whoa. Drinking wine is not for me. Ow. Drinking wine. What can you do for a headache like this?"
I think a bottle of wine is very good for that."
No more wine for me. Why is everyone staring at me? Why? Why is it so quiet here?
Could you please tell me why everyone is staring at me?"
"Baruch Mordechai, we know."
"You know what?"
"We know the truth."
"You know the truth about what?"
"Baruch Mordechai, the charade is over."
"What charade? What are you talking about?"
"Baruch Mordechai,
You just finished the longest-running play in history for 70 years.
What are you talking about?
We know that when you were sitting in front of Dr. Mara saying the words, you made believe you didn't understand.
We know what you really know.
I thought I was sicker. I see you people are sicker.
Baruch Mordechai, when you were drunk, you repeated the entire Masechtas Megillah with the Rashi and the Tosfos Baal Peh. No. No.
And then you repeated the whole Bava Basra with all the Rashis and the Rashbams and the Tosfos and Baal Peh.
And you probably could have done the rest of the Shas if you didn't fall down.
You can't hide it any longer, Baruch Matra. We know the truth.
No. 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 No.
No. Rabbi Shalila, why? Why did you do this to me? Why? For 70 years I was able to hide it. For 70 years I was able to say that I am learning Torah only for your sake. And that I get no honor and no cover and no glory from it. Why did you do this to me? Why?
Baruch Matcha, calm down. Didn't you tell us that by your bris, when the Chasam Sofer put the wine into your mouth, he said, Nichnas Yayin Yatsasayid?
That meant that he saw what his Ruach HaKadosh, that when the wine will come in, the secret will come out.
You know something? I just thought of something. Yayin, Yod Yod Nun, is 10, 10 plus 50. How much is that?
I know. I want to see if you know.
It's 70.
And Shayid, Samach Vav Dalid, is also 70.
That's what the Chasam Sofer meant. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Said. When you'll be 70, the secret will come out. Don't feel bad about it, Baruch Mordechai.
Well, I don't have to tell you that this was the talk of town. The next morning, however, they went to look for Baruch Mordechai, and he was nowhere to be found.
He's not in the shul.
He's not dragging any water.
We went to check his dealer. It's empty. There's nothing there.
Hello there. The name's Muttel. I just came from the city of Teria. You gotta hear this. This old water carrier just showed up. He sits in the base of Medrash a whole day in front of a Gemara, but doesn't understand a word.
No, no, it's not true. Shh!
Don't tell him. If Baruch Mordechai wants to keep the secret going someplace else, let's all make up to keep it a secret. We need someone's Torah Lishma in this world. Let's not give it up.
Hi, it's me, Shimmy. Maishala, are you ready to learn with me? Shimmy, I'm so happy you came. There's a piece of Gemara I didn't understand today. Can you help me with it?
I should help you? Maishala, you're the smartest kid in the class.
No, no, but there's one piece I didn't understand and I know you could help me.
Why didn't you ask the Rebbe?
Because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed he should know that I don't know it, and I know you know it. Can you please help me, Shimmy? Will you do that for me?
Okay, Maishala, if you insist. Let's go.
Goodbye, Ta.
Maishala, come here. I want to give you a kiss for the 110.
On the test?
No. On the story.